again have a very unique opportunity in Fairbanks or in Alaska to attract visiting professors who, because of the appeal of the cold climate and the scenery and having never seen our state, will come here where they will not accept visiting assignments in other places.
That was Dr. Charles Ray, Dean of the School of Education at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And I'm Karen Sudzo, Director of Public Affairs, with this week's edition of University Focus. The spring semester has yet to end, and we're already talking about summer school. According to Dr. Ray, summer plans are being made now, and he's looking forward to implementing the 1981 summer program. Reorganization last year placed summer sessions within the School of Education. A preview bulletin recently released by the school promises some exciting courses as well as basic changes. For example, 3 3-week sessions have been dropped in favor of 1 long session, 1 short session, and special courses that will overlap both.
We really don't know whether people will take to the longer 6-week session. The philosophy in previous summer sessions was that teachers and others who are attracted to our summer programs want to move in and out with a lot of flexibility, hence the shorter sessions. In talking with a lot of people who followed this pattern, we feel that many of the core courses, the content area types of courses, really don't lend themselves to such extreme concentration. 3 weeks seems to be a little too intensive for math courses, English courses, and many of the courses that require outside preparation, term papers, and so forth. We are attempting then to move into a different pattern, which will encompass a 3-week June session, which is a short session. We tried to put courses in that session that lend themselves to the long hours a day and the concentration. And then we have a 6-week session where teachers will teach a minimum of 2 courses and students will take a minimum of 2, or they have to take a minimum, but will take at least 2 on the average. And these are the courses that will more resemble the regular academic offerings of the academic year.
In revamping the approach to summer school, Dean Ray said that an advisory committee, including numerous academic units and members of the community, assisted in planning the sessions. This group identified key populations likely to be served by UAF summer courses.
We essentially zeroed in on 4 different populations. We thought that there would be a market for the lower division courses, which high school seniors and college students at other colleges who return to Fairbanks for the summer might take, which would speed them along their way to their baccalaureate degrees. We know there is a teacher population where teachers aren't teaching in the summer, teacher and administrator and guidance counselors. We are especially appealing to rural people who, because of our dormitories, that we have a campus that provides housing, dormitory housing for people from the outreach areas. And so we have a heavy emphasis for those who are working in cross-cultural or multicultural populations. Then we believe that visitors to Alaska, I don't want to say tourists necessarily, but visitors to Alaska might be attracted by those courses which are only available here, Alaska history, cold lands, Alaska natives, the kinds of courses that would simply not be available in Hawaii, Arizona, Washington, and other states. So those are the groups that we've identified, and we have then tried to build offerings that would be appealing, we think, to them.
Not only changes, but outside expertise characterize the 1981 summer sessions, as cross-cultural education specialists will be on campus to teach courses.
George and Louise Spindler are especially well known in the cultural change process and in the anthropology education mix. And then Dr. Harry Walcott, has published widely at the University of Oregon regularly, and he is also in the area of administration, education, and anthropology. We think these will be very appealing visitors to our populations.
Several courses have been designed just for summer school.
For example, in political science, we have a course called Alaskan Government, State, and Local. This is given to undergraduates who are majors in government during the year, but we've upgraded the content, expecting a more mature audience, and have developed this course to appeal more to teachers and those who will be teaching in government. Then we have the visitor types of courses. Earl Beispine will be working with a course simply called Alaskan Gold, and it will involve the history of the development of the mineral industries in Alaska, involve some gold mining, and will appeal especially to those who want to know more about Alaska.
Another summer-only course is a journalism class aimed at high school teachers who who advise school publications and the high school students who work on those publications. Dr. Ray expects the summer school catalog to be available by mid-April. Call 479-7021 to be placed on the mailing list for that catalog. Evidence of spring is plentiful on the Fairbanks campus. Much of the snow has melted. The miners will hold their third annual Placer Mining Conference April 1st and 2nd, and a series of music concerts have been scheduled. Tonight at 8 in the concert hall, Marcia Sponsal is featured in a senior piano recital. A student recital will also be held at 8 p.m. on Thursday, April 2nd. Movies this weekend include The Graduate and The Meteor. On Friday night, they will be shown in the Scheibel Auditorium, on Saturday in the concert hall. And Tuesday, March 31st, is the last day to see the Norwegian Dolls on display in Wood Center. I'm Karen Sedzo, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.